Everyone in this community has a story. The Public Library's Listening Project seeks to honor our common ground and our diversity by creating an archive of oral histories. We encourage people to inquire and listen to each other's life experiences and set aside some time for an interview, which will be recorded and saved for posterity at the Public Library. In this conversation, Hoi Yi tells co-worker Eric Hall what it was like to live under the communist rule of the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia back in the 1970s. Hoi had been an elementary school teacher, but now was forced to live on a cooperative farm with his family. And during this time, teachers and professionals were being killed by the armed forces. In this excerpt, Hoi tells Eric about one of the times he escaped execution by a Khmer Rouge soldier when the president of his village refused to give him up.
Only one guy who tried to kill the people in my village. And every single individual in my village, in my cooperative, scared the heck out of him. The people don't even walk close to him. He's just that powerful, I tell you. They call the Khmer Rouge a soldier or something. And he's with one AK-47 on his shoulder every day. And he kills people every day. And he takes the prisoner every day. We can see that on the road. I pull out my trailer from my barn, go to work. I feel very bad in about 2 or 3 weeks. I cannot sleep. I cannot eat. I cannot drink. But my strength, I tell you, I can pull 3 kilograms of rice on my trailer very easily for those duration. When I pass by each kitchen, because I carry the food from the store, from the warehouse to every kitchen every day. And as a cook in the kitchen look at me, turn it away, all of them, turn it away, not with smile, with a sad face. And I feel that I'm in trouble.
You knew it, yeah.
That guy went to the right field because my president, the president of the village, always out there work with the people. He went there, asked my life again. And I knew that. And, you know, when you think you're going to die tonight, you cannot imagine what you feel.
No.
One night, I sit down at the door. My 2 children sleep there. Mm-hmm. But I talked to one of my relatives. I said that if I die, you know, take care of my 2 children too. Mm-hmm. And my ex-wife was in the rice field out there. So I don't know where she at. And my two boys, you know, 3, 4, 5 years old, we don't have a children's center yet. Come home and sleep. Early morning, they had to go carry the firewood for the kitchen, carry the rice bundle for... It is an awful life. And then I wait that night, and I planted a lot of tree around my hut. Very, very bright moon that night. The wind blowing. I can hear the banana leaves, you know,
rustling. Yeah.
Waiting for someone to pick me up, tie me up, and beat me with a bamboo stick somewhere, because I know where they kill the people. And waiting, is nothing happened that night. So next morning, I go to work again. Couple of days later, one of my good friends, who is he's a big guy too, is in the power,
mm-hmm,
in the power too, yeah. And he have a big smile on his face. He said, "Hey, Ta Hoi, you are not gonna die anymore." He said, "No, you know, Mat San went to ask your life from Mat Kun, his name, the president. He denied it. He don't give it to you, so you're going to live from now on." You know what exciting in your mind you have if you get out from death to life?
The Listening Project is waiting for your story. Contact the Public Library to learn more or call Julie Hersey at 772-3967. You can also access the entire interview and others at the Listening Project blog at listeningprojectpsg.wordpress.com.